St. Claude Lacolombiere was a Jesuit priest who was the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary. And I think we've all heard of St. Margaret Mary. In every Catholic church in Ireland, if not in the world, there is either a stained glass window or a statue or a picture where you see her kneeling before the Sacred Heart. She herself thought that she was having hallucinations when this happened to her. But the Lord said, I will send you my faithful servant and perfect friend, a man after my own heart, to help you. And a few weeks later, a young priest, Claude Lacolombiere, came into the monastery to say Mass, and it all started there. He realized right away that this woman was totally authentic. She could not spread this devotion. She was told to spread it all over the world, but she was an enclosed religious, and he was a preacher. So it was obvious to him and to her that his responsibility was to make it known to the world. So he's really the first apostle of the Sacred Heart as we know it in modern times.
And of course, there's always been a great devotion to the Sacred Heart in Irish homes, hasn't there?
In practically every Irish home for almost 150 years, there has been an image of the Sacred Heart. One of the big promises of to St. Margaret Mary was that I will bless the homes in which the image of my Sacred Heart is exposed and honoured. So the Irish responded to that, and many of them have felt that it has brought great blessings into their homes, peace and happiness. So when the relics of St. Claude came to Ireland, we estimate that about 200,000 people came out to venerate these relics, and in particular, I think, to show their devotion to the Sacred Heart, because Claude wasn't calling them to himself. Margaret Mary said, Father Claude's great gift is to lead people to God. And he was a totally self-effacing person. He didn't want to be in the limelight himself, but he wanted to point to others. And the relics were actually of his arm, and you have the well-known icon we have now of the arm of Claude pointing to the Sacred Heart, which is, I think, is the whole message.
Do you think the devotion to the Sacred Heart has lessened over the years, and was this an opportunity perhaps to revive it?
I think it has waned to some extent. It's still there. You still got the picture in homes, and I feel that many of people are returning to it. And our hope is that one of the main fruit of having the relics in Ireland was that people will realise that the Lord is still issuing that wonderful, consoling invitation. Come to me, all you who labour and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. That's a universal, perennial message. And my hope is that the Irish people will respond to it. They have for 1,500 years. But I'm reminded of that extraordinary statement of Camus, the Algerian novelist, who said one time, it takes 1,000 years to build a civilization. It can be lost in a decade. So I'm hoping that we Irish have held on to the faith for 1,500 years. I hope we don't lose it in about 15. So I think it's urgent to really present this message again and to show that it's a wonderful, liberating message.
Now, there are still ways that people can stay in touch with the Sacred Heart and devotion. And, you know, one of them, for example, is the Novena and the Messenger. And also now you're bringing out a DVD.
That's right. The Messenger is still, I think, it's the largest selling monthly magazine in Ireland still. We have made this DVD entitled The Heart of Jesus in History. And I think it helps to explain to young people why precisely their grandmothers, if not their parents, have got that image of the heart of Christ in their homes. There's a marvellous story going back 1,000 years, or right back to Calvary, on why that message is so important and why that image has touched so many hearts. That's the reason we have made this DVD, and we're in the process of putting it into the major European languages now, because it is a universal message, and it's one that I think that can help homes and hearts anywhere in the world.
And when you look back on the year and the tour of the relics, what do you say were the highlights for you?
One, I think, was the number of young people who turned up. In Galway, we noticed large numbers of university students. I'm thinking in Armagh, they were coming home from a football match that evening, and people were intrigued by the number of young people who came to the cathedral that night. And it was noted that many of them weren't particularly gospel greedy. Mm-hmm. So that was a big start. Also, we've heard of remarkable changes. Certainly, from the Letterkenny area, there's a remarkable story of what one family of no doubt was a cure, and their doctor agrees with them. Those would be some. That would be one of the ones that would have struck me at the time. But we would like to hear from the people who have been there, because there are 200,000 of them, and we're hoping if they could even write in and tell us their experiences, because they were vast. I'm told, just off the top of my head, I was in Cove Cathedral. It was wonderful to see the Navy carry the relics in military formation, and the Army standing at attention while they were there in the church. Or I'm told there was a wonderful feeling of peace in the cathedral in Ennis. And then Killarney, in the middle of the tourist season, it was extraordinary, the number of the thousands that were pouring in.
Now, his feast day is coming up, isn't it? And you're going to mark that as well.
His feast day is the 15th of February, and we'll be having a special Mass in St. Francis Xavier's Church, Gardiner Street, at 11 o'clock on that morning. We hope it'll be an opportunity, if you happen to be visiting Dublin that day or in the Dublin area, to come and join us for a Mass of Thanksgiving, and we'll pray for Irish families, that we will hold on to the great patrimony of our faith, and that through the prayers of St. Claude La Colombière and St. Margaret Mary, that our young people will appreciate that heritage as much as their parents and their grandparents.